Mouth organ.
Mouth organ? Uh-huh. You ever call it a harp?
They used to call it, little days it did.
Uh-huh.
But they used to call my young days a mouth organ.
Mouth organ.
I hadn't thought of it in a long time.
And how about the type that you would put against your teeth and pick?
Jew's harp.
And a piece of playground equipment where you put a support up here and a board across it. And the child sits here, and another one sits here, and they go like this.
Ride a horse?
To ride a horse?
Yeah.
Do you ever call anything else?
Ride a horse. What did they have a name for that? Maybe you better give it to me. I can't think.
Is that a, you ever hear seesaw?
What?
You ever hear seesaw?
Seesaw. Seesaw. Ride a horse, you know?
Same thing.
Some things that walk up high on this is stilts.
Stilts, yes. The ride a horse.
High walkers, they call them?
The ride a horse, the children go like this.
I know what you're talking about.
And how about if you put a pole on the ground and fixed a log or something on it and it went around like this? What would that be called?
Flying Jenny?
Flying Jenny?
You ever see? Like them to have it the circus, it would serve the same purpose.
Do you see Flying Jennies around anymore?
I haven't seen one of those things in a long time.
Yeah,
a long time since I've seen one of those.
What do you use a flat piece of stone to sharpen your knife with?
What rock? A whetstone?
Either one. And would you tell me something about the different types of old wooden fences? Do you remember different types of wooden fences? What's the type? You go ahead. Just any type.
I was thinking up something right then. They used to have what they call split rail fence, Abe Lincoln style, you know? They'd lay them down this way, zigzag. Put down what they call a worm rail, and you put one on this way, and they'd make room for another over here. Just keep 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Then they put one up at the locks where the ends, they let them stick out about that far. They'd jab one in the ground there, and let it come up this side of that thing, and on the other side, and make like that up there, and they put a rail in that fork, make the fence feel higher. They call it stakes and riders.
Stake and rider.
A rail fence with stakes and riders. Stakes were to make that fork up there, you
see.
And it'd kind of support those rails, they might otherwise be shoved down by the wind, you know. Then you put a rail in that fork up there, that'd make it 8 inches higher than it would be otherwise.
Is a rail fence different from a stake and rider?
Rail fence with stake and rider.
Same thing?
Yeah, they had them. Well, they could either put that stake and rider in there or leave it off.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But if you built the whole thing, put the stakes at each panel that way where the rails locked, and then put a rail in that there fork up there, you know, that would be your rail fence with stake and rider. Stake and rider fence.
I see. Do you remember any other types? You must have had a lot of lumber, a lot of wood around here.
Yes, I do. That's what I was going to tell you about. I used to see when they had abundance of timber, it would split it as straight as a fruit flies, you know, and would resist the weather for years and years and years. They'd split it in pieces about a little wider than my hand, about 3/4 inch wide. Now they'd sharpen off the top up there to gouge any animal that tried to leap it. And they'd put a post in the ground, and they'd split a thicker piece, and nail it to those posts, and they put three of those things, one close to the bottom, one about midway, one up close to the top. And they'd run that strip in there this way, and over this, and there'd be enough tension there to keep them falling out. Wouldn't require any nails.
What do they call it?
You get that? Remember?
Yes, I understand what the... Now that's...
If there was a name for that, that'd be something for you to keep in mind. Tell me what it was. Flat fence, I think.
Flat fence?
I thought a split flat fence.